21 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the question is today, are you satisfied with the rank liberal, demonically inspired, LGBTQ embracing mayor that we have in the city of Jacksonville? Mayor Donna Deegan prides herself. She says, "It is with immense pride and joy that I stand before you today to celebrate the city's first official Pride Month event." She further said, "I can promise you it won't be the last." Ladies and gentlemen, if I had my way, it'd be the last. I don't know what the process and procedure would be, if it is even in the city charter that will allow the citizens to gather enough petitions and names to put her name back on the ballot to recall her. That would be my first desire. And I know that that's a tall order, because it's hard to get 2 people together on a single subject in the conservative realm, whereas you can take the left and the loose likes lost liberals and the Marxist socialist communists, and it seems as though they can get together on an issue and push it through. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is taking place in the city of Jacksonville, where Donna Deegan is proudly flying the sodomite flag over City Hall. Now, City Hall represents all of we the people and the city of Jacksonville. Ladies and gentlemen, Donna Deegan, in her official capacity as mayor of all the citizens in Jacksonville, but she's promoting the sin of sodomy. Now, yes, it's sin. Yes, it's the sin of sodomy. And here's the mayor that's supporting it, embracing it, celebrating it, and pushing it, and wanting the world to know that she is proud of her accomplishment in doing that. That's her claim to fame. She said in one of her speeches that I watched a brief portion of it by way of television news, she said that a lot of people say that she's making her legacy on the basis that she's responsible for rebuilding the Jaguar Stadium. She said, "But I want my legacy to be recognized that I love people and I'm here to promote and to," she didn't use the term promote and embrace, "but I'm here to celebrate the LGBTQ community." She said, "Because I want everybody to know that I celebrate love." Ladies and gentlemen, that's a Greek word for that. It's called horse feathers. It's not celebrating love. It's celebrating lasciviousness. It's celebrating sin that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah over. Evidently, ladies and gentlemen, there's no concern on the part of Mayor Deegan, no concern whatsoever for the morals of our city, no concern whatsoever for the concern for the care and the protection of our kids in our city, no concern whatsoever for the morals and ethics and values that's espoused by conservative, theologically sound Christians in our city. And ladies and gentlemen, that makes up the folks with biblical values, ethical values, morals in our city, make up about 99% of the people. You've got a small, minuscule portion and the total population that could care less about morals and ethics and values. And yet our mayor is supposed to be representing we the people, all of us. What say you? How do you stand on that issue? Love to hear from you. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go over the question or comment, please.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Youngblood. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say you was asking for some callers, and I had a quick minute, and I wanted to call in about this one. So, you know, I was going to share a couple of things and thoughts just real quick. The other day, I was working at my desk and seen a news flash come across. You know, I get notifications, and I read this story early in the afternoon, like immediately after this had happened. I forget which news or newspaper, some news thing had posted that about the ceremony at City Hall. I think that was Friday. And I was unaware of it prior to the fact. And so I was sharing it on Facebook and had made the comment, you know, that you mark my words that, you know, this is first of all, this is a judgment, okay? Mm-hmm. The fact that that this is happening, it's not, I think it's twofold, but it's not so much that we're saying that we're going to be judged, but this happening is a judgment of God. Is what right. I was trying to say. But I was also saying in my Facebook post that you mark my words, we will see something. And I was reminding people of the Chamber of Commerce supporting the HRO back in, I think that was 2017 when it passed. And they voted on it on Valentine's Day of, February 14th of 2017. Well, that's later that summer, late summer, early fall, when we had the hurricane season, we had a hurricane hit. And it flooded downtown, and guess where it flooded? Right along the river, totally flooded around the Chamber of Commerce in that area. I was just mentioning these things. I know that can be debated theologically, so, you know, I'm just pointing out things, you know. So, but I kid you not, as soon as I was done with that, there's another pop-up about a weather alert. In the very moment that they were down there at City Hall doing that, a tornado ripped through the city and tore. I mean, literally, cars on Beach Boulevard were flipping over, totally being drug around. Don't know if you saw the video. At almost literally the exact same time. So I think God is showing some signs. Again, I know we can argue that, but that's one point I wanted to make. Okay, it's not going to be tolerated. And then I wanted to comment on the mayor's comment. Recognizing her, I think Tommy Hazuri's her uncle, or was her uncle, whatever, he was a relative, cousin. He was the relative. And I just this morning, I opened the Times Union article I saw, and that was right, they wrote up an article about this happening, and so she quoted this and was honoring her, Tommy Hazuri, saying how proud he is, and he's looking down from heaven. Mm-hmm. This is her words. So, you know, I felt the need. I almost felt like I think I need to go to a city council meeting and speak at public comment time to remind them that that's not true, that Tommy Hazuri, unfortunately, and I don't wish hell on no one. I pray we all repent. But to the best of our biblical understanding and knowledge, Tommy Hazuri is burning in hell for eternity, and that's not a laughing matter. And so felt a need to call them to repent over this. So that's kind of where we're at. And as far as my last point would be this. So my three point. Third one is, you had mentioned earlier in the program, you know, if you don't hear from anybody, you feel like we don't care. And, you know, I just happened to have taught at my church just this past Sunday. We, you know, as many churches as you did, many others had a God and country service. And so I was teaching on biblical concepts of civil government and America's godly heritage and these things. And, but you know, the thought came to me that the men in the church, if somebody comes in and let's say somebody comes and tries to rob or rape your wife or molest your daughters, or just say the assault, whatever. If you're just walking out somewhere in public and you see a crime happen, you know, you're going to go fight. I mean, the men would physically, even for a stranger, you would physically run. And even if needed, you would pull a weapon to defend the physical well-being of even a stranger. I mean, not just your wife or children or family, but yet we sit in our churches. Jesus Christ died for our sins, for our salvation, for the bride of Christ, the church. And yet we sit and do nothing when the church is under assault, and we just let it die. We're not having it taken from us. We're guilty. We will have to face judgment for just sitting and doing nothing to protect the bride of Christ, the church, and our freedom to worship.
Exactly right. I could say preach on, because you're on target, spot on with what you're saying. And I pray that our listeners are tuned in and hearing well. Raymond, I'm looking at an article that said the cities Jesus cursed. And people are surprised maybe the fact that Jesus cursed cities in the scripture for their sin. And yet somehow, some way, the mayor of Jacksonville must think that she is exempt from God's judgment and curse on a city. This article reads, and it starts out this way, an interesting story in the life of Jesus is recorded for us, the Gospel of Mark, relating to the three cities, Bethesda, Chorazin, and Capernaum, located on the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. According to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 20 and following, it reads this way, then began he to upbraid the city wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethesda! For if the mighty works which you have done, well, I've done in you, but I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and the day of judgment than for thee. Jesus cursing cities as a result of their denial to receive him, to recognize him, submit and surrender unto him. In fact, Raymond, I'm concerned when we have so many churches today, denominational organizations, embracing the Sodomite lifestyle. Looking at an article, many LGBTQ people identify themselves as Christians, and they have a legal right to reinterpret the scriptures however they choose. Religious freedom is a great thing. The potential problem between the Christian church and the LGBTQ population is that they practice a way of living that is in direct opposition to God's word, which is the pillar of the Christian faith. The problem is amplified when the LGBT community demands that the Christian church affirm them and their lifestyle. And that's what Donna Deegan is doing. She's affirming the Sodomite lifestyle and recommending by her clout as in the position of mayor, representing that we the people, the citizens of Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida, do the same thing. It is a sad, sad day when we have that taking place in our city. It's a sad day when the mayor is carrying out the leadership in that fashion. We have our kids today, Raymond, that are being brainwashed, sexualized in our classrooms, where the LGBTQ agenda is being taught fully, openly, and sexualizing our kids, and then wondering why we have such a high rate of teen pregnancies, wondering why we have such a high rate of teen suicide, because it destroys the life of the child. And yet we have a mayor leading out in the promulgation and the propagation of that in our city. I think it's time, Raymond, that we the people stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and especially as Christians, that we cease to be silent. I am.
Amen.
Can I say this? I'm fed up with the silence of Christians.
Amen.
I'm fed up with preachers with no spine, no backbone to stand up and preach the truth in love from the pulpits in America. I'm fed up with this attitude that somehow, some way, if we speak truth, that we're bad people and we don't love people. Love says that I'm going to point out sin. Love says that I'm going to say the right thing to you to get you on the right track. But it is hate for a person to embrace a sinful lifestyle and not confront sin. So, Raymond, I believe that we need to keep standing up, speaking up, keep doing what you're doing. And God bless you and thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we recognize that sin is sin, And we cannot embrace sin and expect God to bless us as an individual or as a family or as a nation. I'm looking at this article, another article. It says the LGBTQ community has become very aggressive in the push for acceptance in the church. Now, the church is faced with a big problem. Do we compromise in the name of inclusion, fairness, equity, and diversity? Are we morally bound to accept the pillars of Christian faith, which are built on the Bible and the Bible only? That's a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if we as Christians and conservatives and patriots in this city sit in silence, we are accepting the mayoral leadership that leads into eternity, that's called, in that place called hell. It's an impossibility for a person to say, I'm Christian and I'm a sodomite. It's an impossibility. You're one or the other. You're not both. It's an impossibility. It's an oxymoron to say that. Just as I've said for many, many years, it's an oxymoron to say, I'm a Christian and I'm a Democrat. That just doesn't work. The two are not co-equal in any fashion. It's a matter of saying that I'm a sodomite and admitting that I'm a Christian, but you can't be both. Ladies and gentlemen, Romans chapter 1, verse 24 and following. The scripture is replete with how God feels about the sin of sodomy. It is replete with that. It is evidence in the text. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just read a few verses from Romans chapter 1 for our edification. Romans chapter 1, I'm turning to it. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped the and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. Verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which is meat. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, covetousness and maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despitefully proud, boasters, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Verse 32 says it all. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says, for those that are the sodomites and for those that are listening, you may be trying to ride the fence and say that you love Jesus, but you believe and embrace the sodomite lifestyle, that you love Jesus and you love the church, you read the word, you love the word. Don't lie to yourself anymore. The Bible says that God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. That's the consequences. God gave them over to uncleanness in verse 24. God gave them up to vile affections in verse 26. God gave them over to a reprobate mind in verse 28. What does it mean, a reprobate mind? That word reprobate mind, when you study the Greek text, means depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is watching our city, and God is still on the throne. God's not winked at sin. God has not turned his back on what's taking place through the leadership of Mayor Donna Deegan. I'm looking further at this extensive article. It seems that more and more Christians are buying into the idea that the LGBTQ should be accepted as members of God's church. We have to stand firmly on biblical principles concerning the subject. We as a church must look beyond our emotions when we look at the big picture. It's the same message as it has always been. We must love people enough to tell them the truth as the watchman on the wall to protect the church from ungodly advances of the enemy to deceive and to destroy the flock of God. I couldn't have stated it better myself, ladies and gentlemen. We need to recognize that that is taking place today, and multitudes even in our churches embrace it and say that it's okay. It's not okay. Ladies and gentlemen, God condemned and cursed and judged Sodom and Gomorrah for the sin of sodomy. Your leisure, go back and study Genesis chapter 18, Genesis chapter 19. Chapter 19, verse 25 and 26 in particular, it talks about God calling down fire from heaven and destroying Sodom and Gomorrah and all the plains round about. Why did he do that? Now, you Sodomites, the LGBT community, will tell you that it's because the people in Sodom were not hospitable. So he destroyed the city because of the lack of hospitality. Ladies and gentlemen, that if you want to have poor grammar but a very direct statement, that ain't so. That's a lie, and there are a number of people that believe the lie. Just as there's a lot of folks today that believes the lie that says that some people just are born homosexual, sodomites. It's an impossibility. God didn't make an error. God didn't make a mistake. God didn't create several sexes. He didn't create 157 genders. He created two, male and female, created he them, the scripture says. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that God has condemned sodomy and has turned the sodomites over to a reprobate mind. Listen, Donna Deegan said, much more work is to be done for the LGBTQ agenda. She compared that Jacksonville's score on the sodomite scale is only 76, and other cities in the state of Florida, in fact, she named the cities in the state of Florida, score 100%. Quote from Donna Deegan, she quoted, Jacksonville has only 76% of embracing the sodomites, and my terms embracing, not hers, and other cities score 100%. And she said, the other cities have a perfect score. I just made a little marginal note in my outline, says, wow, what a slap in the face of God. Yet the expectation for God to bless our city. We're talking about wanting the city to grow. We're talking about wanting to see downtown revitalized. We're talking about wanting to bring more people into Jacksonville. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to have a pig show to bring people into the city. You don't have to have a garbage mire that we're rolling in the city of Jacksonville called the Sodomite Lifestyle and the Sodomite Agenda in order to bring people into our city. I say it's a major, major sad state when our leaders, Mayor Donna Deegan being the primary one in the city of Jacksonville, with an expectation that God somehow is going to bless our city. God's watching, Mayor Deegan. God is watching what you're doing. God is on the throne, and right now he's going to judge you. Yes, Mayor Donna Deegan, he's going to judge you and our city because of your leadership leading our city into the mire of an abomination, a stench in the nostrils of God. God cannot bless sin. It's an impossibility. And so, Mayor Deegan, if you want to celebrate sin and embrace sin, you're doing that in spite of what the Word of God says, and it's a spit in the face of God. Listen, our children are watching. Our children are seeing. In fact, just recently, right here in the city, even before Donna Deegan stood and embraced publicly, embraced the sodomite lifestyle, and became the grand marshal for the sodomite parade. Just recently, in Jacksonville and other cities across the nation, the sodomite parade with nude men, nude women, children involved in it, parents allowing their kids to be there. And on several occasions, they would be throwing handfuls of condoms out to the kids on the side of the streets as they were marching by. Ladies and gentlemen, that is absolute replay of Sodom and Gomorrah. If God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, if God cursed Sodom and Gomorrah, if God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, what's he going to do for Jacksonville and other cities across America that involve themselves in that? Let me read again just a portion of the article. Todd Starnes, July the 1st. Our nation has been turned into a modern-day version of Sodom and Gomorrah. Over the weekend, gay pride parades were held in San Francisco and Seattle. The level of pornography and debauchery that was fully on display was simply disgusting. And he goes into detail about what is taking place with nudity on the part of men and women and the sodomite agenda of recruiting others. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my prayer today that you're hearing what is being said. It is my prayer today that you will pick up the telephone and call the mayor's office, call the city council, condemning them for allowing that. The city council can overrule the mayor with doing that, with putting the sodomite flag atop the city hall building in our city. Do we have enough city council members that's got backbone enough to do that? I think not. I think not. Do we have a mayor that could change her mind, go in a different direction? I think not. Because the idea is to embrace and to celebrate sin and get funds into the till, if you please, for the next re-election campaign. Listen, our children are watching the drag queen shows. They're watching the undressing in the parade with immoral, seductive gestures before our kids. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough for it to be in schools. It's bad enough to have our kids being taught raw pornography in our classrooms. By the way, most of the, quote, sex literature that's taught in the classrooms produced by the LGBTQ organizations and Planned Parenthood. I don't know if you know that. Don't know if you're aware of that. We're sexualizing our kids. We're brainwashing our kids. And the homosexuals, the sodomites, cannot reproduce, so they're recruiting. And the recruiting method is to intrigue and to entice young minds to be intrigued with the grotesque looks of the drag queens and others that are the actors and the players in the part of dragging them in. Our girls are already endangered enough in our schools with the locker rooms, shower rooms, and the bathrooms, the dressing rooms being invaded by males coming into the classrooms, and nothing can be done about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time that we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Look at an article that says, what does the Bible say about homosexuality? For starters, Jesus wasn't a homophobe. Ladies and gentlemen, the article is written from the standpoint that saying that denying the truth of the Word of God, denying the fact that God's Word is adamantly 100% opposed to the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a sad state when we find that in Louisiana, for example, the Ten Commandments are going to be displayed, and yet we have in cities like Jacksonville where the sodomite lifestyle is being pushed. I have an article here. Atheists rage because graduates are receiving Bibles. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a hostile environment for Christians, for churches, for our conservatives, and for patriots that are opposed to the Word of God and the stand for the Scripture. I believe it's time we get back to the biblical basics. I believe it's time, as Christians, we pray and ask God to become involved and to intervene in these last days. I believe it's time that we recognize that God is going to judge any city, any nation, any people that turns their back on God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is to no avail to say that we're going to have a successful city or be blessed by God if we're cursing God, spitting in God's face, and denying God's word. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true. Weekdays at 2:30 p.m. on The Truth, 91.7 and 91.9 FM, we'll examine what the plumb line of God's Word has to say about the vast number